the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
In the education field, the government in 2015 focused on boosting student achievement, implementing several initiatives geared at improving the quality of instruction given to students and raising overall performance levels in key subject areas, namely mathematics and English language. The ministry's efforts yielded positive results, with 62% of entrants passing the June 2015 Caribbean Secondary Examination Certificate CSEC mathematics exams, a 6.5% increase. Despite a small decrease in the number of passes in English language, the pass rate for the subject remained over 65%. There was also a significant increase of 16.7% in agricultural science. Principles of business recorded a 12.6% increase and office administration saw a 10.2% increase. At the primary level, Jamaica achieved its target of having 85% of grade 4 students being literate by the year 2015, following the results of the grade 4 literacy exam. 92.5% of the girls and 80.3% of the boys who sat the exam achieved mastery. Of particular note is the fact that the average level of mastery jumped by 9.1 percentage points over the 2014 average.
The country set itself this goal many years ago, and I pay tribute to the successive political administrations, the administrators, and especially the teachers, the principals, and the parents who have brought us to a good point this year.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Despite a slight decline in average mathematics scores for the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT, the remaining subjects all showed improvements in student performance. As part of plans to boost student performance in mathematics and other technical subjects, the ministry provided 100 scholarships and bursaries to teacher trainees specializing in mathematics and science. The scholarships were open to persons pursuing a bachelor's degree in secondary education in mathematics, physics, chemistry, and biology.
Successful candidates will be bonded to the Ministry of Education for 5 years after completing their degree and will be required to sign an agreement with the ministry to deploy them to teach in schools which we identify as having needs for additional qualified teachers.
Mr. Thwaites also announced in June that the ministry identified over $1 billion in its budget to help improve the wage and benefits packages for teachers. The ministry also continued its thrust to remove schools from the shift system, with 20 schools removed in time for the start of the 2015 school year. 12 schools were also earmarked for removal by the end of the year. In accomplishing the objective to decrease the number of schools on shift, several schools received additional facilities to increase school spaces and enhance teaching and learning. Notable among these were Donald Quarry High in St. Andrew, which received 3 classrooms, and B.B. Coke High in St. Elizabeth, which received a new block of classrooms. Also, the government in February embarked on a $100 million sanitation project geared at replacing pit latrines with flush toilets at primary schools island-wide. The National Unattached Youth Program was launched in April, aimed at increasing the employability of persons aged 17 to 30 years who are without academic qualifications or skills training.
The idea is that at least 100 unattached youth to be chosen by the members of parliament will be enrolled in a program supported by HEART. 21 constituencies will be the second phase of the program beginning early July 2015. The remaining constituencies will come on board towards the end of the year, no later than January 2016.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. In the area of tertiary education, the government, through the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission, JTEC, began a pilot to register tertiary institutions across the island. Through this registration process, the commission is determining the requirements to have the institutions meet global standards. Education remains a key priority of the government as it seeks to empower citizens to improve their lives and build a stronger Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.